Today's Tanya, for the 28th of Av, Chaf Ches Av, is in the Geras HaKedesh Siman Ches, the 8th letter in Geras HaKedesh. It's on page Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 434. We're at the last paragraph, three lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe has said that just as a seed, when it is planted in the ground, does not itself produce a tree, but rather it decomposes, and it is after it is decomposed that the earth is stimulated to make the tree grow, so that the seed is only stimulating the power within the earth and selecting what of the many abilities that the earth has, of the many fruits that it can produce, which of the fruits it should produce in this case, and then the earth itself does the rest. Now we'll continue on. The same is true also by way of analogy. With all the acts of tzedakah that a Jew does. That when a person does tzedakah, he gives tzedakah, it is oilo lemaila bebechinas halos man. It rises upwards, not like the substance of the tzedakah, but the bittle of the tzedakah, like halos man, in a feminine way, by the elevation of the feminine waters, a feminine movement, l'sheidish nishmeisehen, and this rises to the source of the neshama of the Jew, l'maylo, as it is above, hanika b'shem knesis yisrov v'imotato b'loshan ha-zehar, and it is called in the zehar, the source of the neshamas. Is called Knesset Yisrael, the gathering of Jews, in other words, the collective Jewish neshamas. The Imo Tato, it is called the supernal mother, the source of all Jewish souls. U'shchina b'loshen ha-gimazah, and it is called in Gemara Shchina. The Zehar calls it Knesset Yisrael, the Gemara calls it Shchina. Ha-klula mikol mideis of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina means the part of God that contains all the divine attributes. U'miyuched es bohen b'tachlus, and it is totally united with them, with the attributes. V'reishisa onhimidas ha-chesed, and the first of the attributes, the first of the 10 attributes is chesed. V'yidei ha-lozu, so by raising up the neshama to its source, and its source is the Shechina, and the first of the attributes in the Shechina is Chesed. So through this, Mis'eir Chesed Hashem Mamosh, he thereby stimulates God's kindness. Not the kindness of the Neshama's origin, but the kindness of God himself that is present in the origin of the Neshama, in the Shechina. Shehu Gili Eirei Yisbarich, which produces the revelation of God's light, God himself, that it descends, it comes down below into the neshama of the Jew, with a total and complete revelation. It is not concealed at all. It is totally available to the Jew, if not always, at least during davening, so that the Jew can experience God himself. Because although God's greatness is beyond limit, which means his kindness is beyond limit, to the point where all the worlds are insignificant to him, and yet he comes down to this world and makes himself available. So we know that where we find God's greatness, God's kindness, Shamata Meitzan Vasnuse, there you also find his humility, Kamayim Sheyerdim, etc. And therefore, like water flows downhill, the God as he is above becomes available here below, without any concealment or change at all. Zeshekosuv, and this is what is written. Zarach b'cheshech, ei la'yeshorim, chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. So the simple meaning is that God shines in the darkness like a light to those who are upright, gracious, and merciful, and is a tzaddik. So the Rebbe says, Dal yidei she'ha'odom chanun v'rachum, because the person is compassionate and kind, v'tzaddik, which means tzedakah is ohev, he gives tzedakah, tzaddik meaning tzedakah, geirem le'er Hashem she'yizrach l'nishmasei, he causes God to reveal himself into his neshama, ha'malubeshes begufei ha'emet b'cheshech, that is clothed in the body, which is in a dark place. The body is part of the darkness. Shumashcha dechivya, the body is called the snake skin, because it is affected by the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, which is caused by the snake. V'zen nikra b'shem Yeshua, and this revelation of godliness into the darkness, this is called Yeshua, salvation. Because the transforming of darkness into light, that is called Yeshua. When you save somebody, you take them from a difficult place, from a dangerous place, into a pleasant place, into a safe place. That's called Yeshua. Zehu matzmiach Yeshua is, and that's why the second part of the verse, Zeya tzedakah is, he plants tzedakah, and the result is matzmiach Yeshua is, that God causes the Yeshua to come. Sheyeshua zu tzemachas mezriyas hatzedakah, because this salvation, this Yeshua, sprouts from the planting of tzedakah, shezeirim ba'aretz elyeinu, eretz chefetz, hi hashchino knesis yisro. When we plant in the land above, meaning to say the source of the neshama is the shchina, or as the Zohar calls it, the knesis yisro. Shenikras kain al shem shemislabeshes betachteinim lahachayesam. It is called Shechina because it clothes itself in the lower world to give life to the lower world. Kameshikosuf malchus chamalchus kol ilomim. That God's kingdom is the kingdom of all the worlds, meaning to say that He is the one who provides life for all the worlds, the lower worlds as well. So by planting the tzedakah in the source of the neshama, which is called Eretz Elyeina, so in that Eretz, in that land, you plant the tzedakah, you give tzedakah, which means the bittul, like planting a seed in the ground. The bittul of the tzedakah is what brings the Yeshua, that God makes himself available even in the lower world. Ubefrat min haprat, and specifically within the specific. Because tzedakah could mean every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is called tzedakah. That's very general. More specifically, there is the mitzvah of tzedakah, the act of tzedakah. And even more specifically, there is tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. Kishezeirim be'eretz hakedesh atachteino, when we plant charity, when we plant tzedakah in the holy land here below, hamechuvenes kenegda mamosh, which is exact opposite from the holy land above, shehazriya nikletes tekefu miyader tol yeina belishum niya v'ikuv be'elom, when you plant the tzedakah in the higher world, it takes root immediately and sprouts immediately without any hesitation, without any resistance at all. The same is true also when you, by giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael in the physical, the same is true because there's no separating, there's no interference between the lands of life. What are the lands of life? The land of life above and the land of life below. The two Eretz, the Eretz Halal Yena and Eretz Atachtena. So between the two lands, there is no interference at all, and just as above, you have immediate results from the tzedakah, the same is true also in the holy land below, that when you give tzedakah, you have immediate results. Ki zeh shar ha-shamayim, because the land of Israel is the gate to heaven. And that's why all the prayers go through Eretz Yisrael. Masha'enkin b'chutz la'aretz v'dal, which is not the case with any place outside of Israel. There, the tzedakah takes longer to sprout. in the Hayyim Yom for the 28th of Menachem Av, it says that in the healing of the body, there are two general areas, and that is to strengthen the limb or the limbs that are healthy, and to cure, the other is to cure the limb that has been damaged or weakened. When you strengthen the limbs that are healthy, they eventually help the limb that is weakened regain its strength. And the same is also true of spiritual healing, of ruchni yizdiki healing, healing of the nefesh, that there are the two kinds of avoda, tshuva and meisim tovim. Tshuva means to fix that part that has been damaged or hurt. Meisim tovim means to strengthen the healthy, to do mitzvahs, and strengthen the healthy parts of the nefesh so that it can eventually heal also the part that has been hurt or damaged.